car and airplane parts, kids' toys. Those are just a few of the many things that can be made using 3D printing. The technology has been around for three decades, but now it's finally started to take off, both for manufacturers and for regular consumers. NPR's Laura Seidel has the story of one designer who is pushing the limits of 3D printing by printing out an acoustic guitar.
As a teenager, Scott Summitt had a dream. He wanted to be a rock star, and like his rock heroes, he wanted to design his own guitar.
One that had a sound that was designed by me. I just didn't like the idea of off-the-shelf guitar. I wanted my own guitar.
Summitt's dream to be a rock star, that's over. But he finally made his own acoustic guitar, so he handed it over to a professional, Shelley Doty, to give it a try.
Wow, it's true. It's not like anything I've played before.
Or looked at. It's gray and smooth like painted ceramic. It's got leafy engraving on the front. But what makes it really different is that it isn't wood. Scott Summitt printed it.
Out of powder, out of very, very fine nylon powder. And when you do that, a lot of times you can create any shape you can dream up.
Scott Summitt keeps a printer in his office. It's a mini version of the one that made the guitar. The printer has a laser arm that's squirting a thick red liquid onto a flat surface.
So it's just as though you're squirting out toothpaste from a toothpaste tube, doing it in very fine layers, and they're all solidifying as you go, and you do it layer by layer, and eventually you'll get a physical solid thing with a complex shape.
A little complex shape. With this printer, it has to fit into a 5x5-inch cube, but it only costs about $1,200. The printer that created the guitar, that one was $800,000. Mostly those big ones are used to make parts for cars and airplanes, but Summitt says 3D printing an acoustic guitar seemed like a really cool challenge.
Because it has all this complexity inside and all these mechanical attributes in it that contribute to the acoustics, and we just don't know what's going to happen when you do that. So in this case, the idea was to see, could we actually do an acoustic guitar and could it actually make a sound? You know, not necessarily sound good, but could we make some sound at all?
Shelley Doty gives it a spin.
Responds well to jazz.
Summitt perks up as he watches Doty play.
So as far as I know, this is the first of its type, and I didn't know it could play as well until 10 minutes ago. It's like, wait, the reason it sounds bad isn't the guitar, it's me.
Summitt's office is filled with lamps, with latticework, chainmail, children's toys, prosthetic limbs, all made with 3D printers. Summitt's an industrial designer and director of technology for 3D systems in San Francisco. He relishes the idea that if you can turn a meltable substance into powder, steel, silver, nylon, chrome, you can 3D print with it.
When you take the control of the design of something, you know, in this case a guitar, and you democratize that, you just give it out to the world, and you say, here you go. Here's the tools. Have fun. Do what you want with it. Impress us. Show us what you're going to come up with. That's what really excites me, is democratizing design.
Summitt says if you can think it, you can print it. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.